Do we have the, can we start the recording?
It's going.
Okay. This is the June 18th, 2024 meeting of the Central Business District Historic District Landmarks Commission Architectural Review Committee. Roll call, Miriam Salas present, Robert Boyd present, Amy Christensen absent, Ashley King absent, Brad Robbie Cangelosi absent. We have two members that does not constitute a quorum, but we will review the project and ratify it at our July ARC meeting. The first item on the agenda are the minutes of the Tuesday, May 14th, 2024 meeting. Are there any corrections or additions? Is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Yes, all set.
A motion by Miriam Salas, second by Robert Boyd. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried unanimously. All right, the next item on the agenda is the application for 1031 Annunciation Street. Can the applicant state their name and address for the record, please?
Mark Hash, SQ Dimas Ripple, 365 Canal Street.
Oh, they're already out.
Great, thank you, staff.
Zachary Chance, EDR.
Okay, great. Staff.
This is the final detail review of a previously approved new construction of a 30,000 square foot, 2 and 3 story townhouse style hotel on a vacant lot in Full Control Warehouse District. At the May meeting, the commission voted to grant conceptual approval. At the April ARC meeting, the ARC voted to recommend conceptual approval with the final details to return for additional ARC review. The ARC agreed that the proposed operable metal shutters at the ground floor are not required, but could be an interesting building feature if detailed correctly. The flat bar shutters appear to be a bit too institutional in design and may be causing the first floor to appear too defensive and not as visually light and transparent as a hotel should be. Their operation may also affect the location of landscaping, which the ARC noted was currently helping the building to relate to the streetscape. The applicant could consider utilizing a wood shutter instead, which may be more appropriate for the surrounding district. True punched openings with windows are preferred at the corner of the building. However, blind walls at the two ends would be acceptable. In general, however, windows are preferred over blind openings. The gable walls at the two ends of the building are not successful, and the applicant should adjust the roof form from a gable to a hip at these locations and continue the parapet to further conceal the roofline. The cornice is rather tall, appears too flat and heavy, and the applicant should reconsider the articulation of this element. The applicant should further study how the building and site will be utilized to ensure that activities such as loading and unloading of guests, parking, ADA accessibility, and building access can be accommodated. And finally, the applicant should consider including a small commercial space at the ground floor as a building amenity to ensure the porch and streetscape remain activated. This may also help to balance out the slightly defensive posture of the current building proposal.
Okay. Hello, everyone. I think we've addressed many of the concerns and comments from the last review. What we have today is kind of a combination of presentation material / documentation material as we're pivoting into construction documents. Some of the big adjustments we've made, just so everyone's aware, is we shifted the building plan north to align the property line, and that's to get the elevated sidewalk and stairs off the onto our property line and off the sidewalk. We may do the same thing for the on the Annunciation Street side. We may shift it plan west, like 30 inches to 36 inches. But I think architecturally, it doesn't really change the look and feel of the building. So some small dimensional adjustments in plan. And then right now, I'll just kind of go in sequence of the comments from last time. We've eliminated the shutters from the project because of cost, and they also seemed a bit unnecessary. The client wasn't even sure they would actually use them, although they were intrigued by them. So right now, no shutters. For the corner here, we ended up turning the window, or maintaining the rhythm of windows as we turn the corner. And then we also got rid of the gable expression on the two blind walls on the ends. And now we have a hip roof on top, and then the parapet, we kind of have a continuous cornice line all the way around. And then the other adjustment was is where we had more of a flat vertical face for the parapet. We've now done like a soldier course corbel, which kind of to break up the top and give it a little bit more definition. And then what was the other one, Dennis? It was a guest drop-off. So basically, the owner's currently talking to an operator, and that's going to tell us whether or not we will or will not have guest drop-off either on Annunciation on the Poitras side But what we're expecting is we get a net gain of 2 parking spaces by losing some of the loading spaces that we have currently. So maybe it's if we end up doing like a guest drop off, we actually won't have any impact on the on-street parking capacity. And then for what was the other one, was the corner unit. I think again, we still have that corner unit going down to the first floor. But I think pending operator feedback, that could be converted to a commercial use, like a small cafe. But I think that's TBD. And then I think what you'll see is just some additional architectural details. And then we have like some enlarged elevations where we're looking at different window formats, so like different mutton subdivisions. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure if you guys have an opinion about that or not. What's that?
I have a question. Which one is your preferred option?
I knew that was going to be the question. I still like the 2x2 that we have, but I think option 5 looked kind of interesting, where we vary the subdivision vertically. Also looked kind of interesting. I don't think that any of these really have a big cost impact. It's more about the architectural expression. I'm not sure of I think it's option 4. It's a little too tight. It looks a little too warehousey.
It's very heavy.
Yeah, so I think either I like option 2 and I like option 5. It's kind of.
I like option 2.
You like 2?
I do 2.
Same.
Okay.
Simple.
Agreed.
We concur.
But all of these are fixed windows, right?
They are, yeah. They're not operable. Yeah, I think the client just has reservations with operable windows, especially as a hotel. Yes.
Yeah, bringing humidity with
transport. What about for access to the balcony?
That is a question of how we match that look, because we do want to, we're showing doors right now on the balcony. Zach, you were looking at that.
All the openings are doors?
We only have one door.
It's directly above the gate, but we would try to match the profile as closely as possible with the same manufacturer.
But it's a 9'4".
It's tall.
Door, huh?
So I would say the caveat for the openings that we have is we're onboarding a CMAR right now, and pending cost, I imagine the window format may change by a brick module in plan and section to reduce cost, which makes sense. The height of the door a little bit more feasible, because they are like oversized doors right now.
So you do introduce different elements at the first floor, which is successful, and obviously you have to change that. So if your maybe door was too long,
oh, it'd be something different.
So say different, but literally, I don't know in floor plan how it's working, right? But if your door to the balcony aligns with the door below, that follows. I mean, you already have that element that is not a perfect trio, not the same trio treatments. If you repeat that, it's simple enough that it's a good work.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're not bringing a foreign element, you already have it on the first floor.
That kind of troubles me, because I think that the way that you're presenting this is extremely clean, and you just have very elegant, continuity, and then you say, well, it's not real. It's like, this is kind of bullshit that we're looking at, because you're planning to VE it and change it to something that is going to be less clean and elegant, but we don't get a chance to respond to that. You know what I mean? It's.
Well, I imagine we may have to reduce the window size by a brick module in plan, right? So it's an 8-inch decrease. Does that really change?
No, that's the thing. We don't know. But sometimes when you these are very nice proportions. And if you change all that, and the proportions now are a little bit squattier, and then also you've got these consistent openings, but the doors are not going to really look the way they look.
Yeah.
It's, I just sort of find that to be a little disingenuous.
Well, we may not have to change the format of the window. I'm foreseeing the possibility, pending cost, that we may have to change it. I don't know what that is yet.
Right.
Because we don't have a contractor giving us a cost for the window size.
But I do think that, I would feel more comfortable if it was assumed that these 3 openings are not going to look like the rest of them, and we presented that way. Because I think, we've had a lot of instances where windows are turned converted to doors, and it does change the way that they're trimmed out. It changes the profile. So I just sort of feel like, you know, if you know in advance this is going to be different, then it would be nice to sort of like let us respond to that and see how it works or doesn't work. Like, so, does that make sense?
Mark, I have a question. On
sure.
page 5.2, you have elevation where the balconies are, and you show that it could be a both leaves swing out, but it's keeping the same proportion. Is that
the That was the idea, yeah.
So if that is truly met, and there are words on the double air water intrusion, I think that's something that we
could work. Yep, that's a good point. We're not trying to be disingenuous in showing you one thing, but we know it's going to be something else. One, I'm just qualifying the potential that
no,
we
I,
all know
I appreciate
that things
that.
May change.
I'm glad that we're discussing.
But two, our architectural intent is to try to match those windows as closely as we can, and we think we have a solution to do that. But the qualifier for all of it is always it's pending cost.
Sure.
That's what I show here.
And if the drawings come back and the proportions are changing, we can always bring it back to ARC. If
so
I think that's right there is a very good caveat.
You
have to come back to see us.
That's
that,
fine.
That helps a lot.
That's fine.
Should they maybe consider all doors at the balcony so that they're consistent across?
Oh, for conformity?
Or just like to address the fact that there'd be windows next to doors, the plane.
Well, then the trick is back to the operable window question is that once you do that, then you have essentially like operable windows in the
to a balcony
living spaces. I know. I'm hesitant to commit to that without the owner feedback, right?
Yeah.
So our desire is to have it fixed and try to match the door as close as we can to the window.
Yeah.
And the door is much more expensive than a fixed window.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, not necessarily concerned, but like, I know you guys are aware of it, but because they're certainly not going to be through mountings, but apply mountings, is to get enough thickness on them so they don't look like duct tape applied to the window, that sometimes happens.
Surface, I know.
So your projection of that mounting, while it is applied, it needs to have some substance. So it doesn't
Did we have the? I guess we don't have the profile of the muttons in the details.
I don't think so. Oh, actually, well, not the muttons, but of the sill, head, and jamb.
Yeah, you have the window condition,
but not applied mounting. You might just put that in a motion. Do you want to have that be something that either you review or that it's substantial?
I would say if the staff doesn't feel comfortable to then come back to the ARC, but it can be at the staff level, in my opinion.
I think, we will have is once we settle in on the manufacturer, then we'll have all the details.
I think if the muntins are wider too, it might make replicating the door easier.
Oh, that's a good point. Because then you have that double in the door, that's a thickness that doesn't match. Like if you look at the enlargement 6.2, it's showing that one is much heavier, but that's a good point.
At this time, I'm going to ask if there's any public comment regarding this proposal. Right, seeing none, is there any more discussion or
I just wanted to say that your brick treatment up at the top, I like the soldier course, it's sort of tying into your little spandrel panels. Mm-hmm. It gives a little level of detail I think really sort of needed.
Yes.
Can you remind me, is this going to be painted brick?
We're still with painted brick, yeah.
Okay.
I will make a motion to approve and then the detailed construction documents are available to present to staff. If staff feels the need to further discuss with their students.
Related to the proportions of
the window
openings,
and the
profile of the of the actual windows selected.
Windows and doors for
and
the
doors.
Access
one. We have a motion and a second by Robert Boyd. On favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, the next item on the agenda is 329 North Diamond Street. Is the applicant present? Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yeah, it's Kim Allen, Studio BKA Architect. Our address is 130 South El Macas, New Orleans. You need these, right?
Thank you.
Okay. There you go.
This is a review of changes at the front elevation since previous approval of a renovation of a non-contributing rated two-story warehouse building for conversion to a hotel use. Here you go, Miriam. At the May ARC meeting, the ARC voted to recommend conceptual approval with the final details for the materials and infill storefront panels to return for additional review. The ARC agreed that the overall proportions of the facade are appropriate and it appears balanced and considered. The rectilinear geometry of storefront panel options 2 and 3 are preferred, particularly option 3 because the small light configuration helps to break up the rhythm of the facade better, and the applicant should consider refining options 2 and 3 without glazing. The proposed material palette, particularly the glazed CMU block and color, appears to be too institutional and may not be appropriate for the warehouse district. The applicant should consider an alternative non-standard CMU size that is longer in dimension that could provide a different size module for increased visual interest. Glazed CMU is preferred, however, stucco treatment over CMU may also work here, with a subtle change in the plane and paint color at the recessed area. The small window at the facade does not appear to relate to the size and proportion of the other facade elements and should be reconsidered. The applicant should either enlarge the opening, such as matching the width of the adjacent doorway, or removing it. And finally, the applicant should continue to study and refine the proposed material palette and infill storefront panel options for the next review. Do you want to make a brief presentation about changes?
Not really. It's pretty obvious. I mean, self-explanatory.
All right, can I ask what the glazed block, I see in the rendering, it's got a different look to it. What's the finish?
It's a glazed terracotta tile. It's a brick proportion, so like 2 3/4 by 8, with a slight variation in tone from brick to from tile to tile.
Okay.
But mainly neutral, nothing. Actually, I was going to say our printed has the rendering with a darker tone, and we actually like that better than the light green.
I do like it.
Yeah.
It's more monochrome.
Not that cut, like, it's it just looks
it's more like monochrome.
Yeah.
Like, tone and tone.
Yeah.
I think that's
much darker.
It's kind of a minor detail, but something that is sticking out in my face is the gas meter.
Yeah.
Like, I think that wants to be a blank wall or the gas meter. So I'm looking at your plan, and you do have some equipment for a sprinkler. Wouldn't the gas meter be either in the side of the door, right? Like, if you see what I'm saying? Like, right now it's like so in your face.
What's that, the panel?
The gas meter.
The gas meter?
Yeah. Can it be in that little vestibule that you're creating for your
fire riser? Yeah, I love that. I think we had challenges getting it. We can look at that.
Just because.
Yeah, I don't love it.
It's what more called my attention when I see this thing.
Okay.
And it's actually not going to be a nice white rectangle, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be an ugly piece of white with piping coming in and out of it. Yeah.
No, I thought
they were putting it in some kind of box.
I think we prefer to have it inside.
Yeah, I agree.
So
just try to put it inside the activity.
It's definitely not a design feature.
Yeah, and right now it's like, only if you put like a box and then that's the address of the building or something like that right now.
Right.
I think the changes to the little transom windows and the mesh, you've even changed the mesh. I think it's pretty successful. It looks a little more industrial, a little more fitting. I do like that. I don't have an opinion on the green or the gray, but this addressed most of the comments we had, I think, from last time.
Okay.
If you look at the elevation, see that right downspout? You have two downspouts, right? Coming off of the canopy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why has the right one got a kink to it?
Rabbit.
That's all I need to know. Yeah.
Definitely
all right.
Not meant to be. It does look like that, though.
And then where does the shape of the canopy, it's got this nice sort of curved edge, where is that coming from?
It was coming from another building we worked on that was built at around the same time. It had a canopy with a similar profile. We really liked it.
But it's that curve is not turning.
Right? No, it's miter. It's like a mitered edge right there. But the profile does change. It's just not a soft edge. It's a 90.
Okay. Yeah. That's good.
Is there any public comment on regarding 329 North Diamond Street? Hearing none, is there any more discussion or is there a motion?
motion for approval, but recommend a reconsider the location of the gas meter to try and put it behind the wall if possible. Mm-hmm.
I can second.
There's a motion by Robert Worry and a second by Mary Salas. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? This motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
Find anything? No.
No, you don't need to go to commission for this.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Thank you.